Prokofiev himself described his third piano concerto as devilishly difficult as he prepared to play the premiere in Chicago in 1921. 100 years later, it's among the most popular works in the genre, with ideas that are ever relevant. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Prokofiev was in his late 20s when he worked to finish his third piano concerto, a work with ideas he had played with for nearly a decade. He'd left Russia in the wake of the October Revolution of 1917 to live in the U.S. and Europe. While the concerto has no explicit narrative, it conjures for pianist Beatrice Rana the different worlds Prokofiev was experiencing.
It's really such a dreamy start. I imagine being in Russia and to have these huge landscapes where the sound just goes without any obstacle.
Then something interrupts that dream.
This is the other part, the machinery part that Prokofiev was so devoted to. And Prokofiev was inspired by the new Italian movement of philosophy that was the Futurism, where really the man was a machine. There is all this drive and there is no room for humanity in a sense that rhythm is the main thing.
Yet the mood changes again.
Because this rhythm becomes a dance, so it's again human. I would say that it's very important to get to understand this balance between the man and his ideas.
Prokofiev played the premiere with the Chicago Symphony in 1921. He returned to live in his homeland in 1936.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.